This is Apollo Control at 140 hours, 22 minutes, 23 minutes. Ground elapsed time. Crew of Falcon now getting prepared for second EVA of Apollo 15. All the detail preparations inside the cabin getting suited up, checking out the portable life support systems, oxygen purge systems that mount atop for half hours or emergency pressure and breathing oxygen should the primary system fail. All of this gear being checked out thoroughly by the crew prior to depressurizing the lunar module. Earlier, the modified EBA-2 plan was discussed by the crew and spacecraft communicator Joe Allen. We're looking again at a total EBA-2 time of 6 hours 30 minutes. Probably drop out station 4 of this traverse outbound, but may pick it up on the return if the timeline looks suitable. The plan is now to return to Falcon with about an hour and a half remaining in the EVA time to pick up some of the items that were of necessity delayed from yesterday's EVA, such as drilling a third hole with the electric auger for the heat flow experiment. And also the plan is now to move the activities for Station 8 up near the lunar module within walking distance. Also, the deployment of the United States flag, which was delayed from yesterday's EVA, will be done toward the end of EVA-2. We're still up live up on the air ground circuit. The crew is quiet at this time because of their rather busy activities aboard Falcon. But we'll stay up live to pick up resumption of the conversation as they prepare for EVA-2. At 140.26, this is Apollo Control.
Houston, how do you read the LMP?
Jim, this is Houston. Were you calling?
Just want a comp check, Joe.
You're 5x. Jim, this is Houston. Our biomed on you is a little noisy. We're wondering if you're all plugged up properly on that or if it's easy to get to those sensors still. Over.
No, all plugged up, Joe.
Roger, is it your biomed that we're reading now?
No, you're reading Dave's.
Okay, we're getting quite a noisy return down here. He may want to take a look at those sensors.
I've all buttoned up, Joe.
Roger.
Is it usable data?
Stand by, and in the meantime, have you put tape over the canisters that are filled with water there? And if so, we're a little worried down here that you may have taped it so well that it's making an airtight seal now. Could you comment on that?
We put the locks back on, Joe.
That sounds good.
Joe, and my PRD reading this morning is 8029, no, 24.
Roger, Jim. Copy 8024. Thank you.
And Joe, mine's 5020.
5020, Dave. Thank you. Jimmy, we're sitting down here scratching our heads about some data we're getting on your PLIS, and we'd like to know if the PLIS was vertical yesterday evening when you serviced it, or if it perhaps were leaning sharply back against something when you serviced it. Over.
No, when we serviced mine last night, it was tilted aft about 30 degrees from vertical, and that long dimension was tilted vertical. And we gave that information to Gordo this morning.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Stand by a second. I'll be back with you in a moment here.
And Houston, it was tilted such that we could get the O2 high pressure line in it at the same time we were doing the water servicing to save some time. So you can probably get a picture of the angle of it by considering the PLIS on the midstep tilted up so the O2 line would reach it.
Okay, Dave, clear picture. Thank you. Hello, Falcon. This is Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, Dave, and Jim. We hate to hold you up here, but we think we have a real problem with a bubble of air in your PLIS water, Jim. And we're going to have to ask you to take a few minutes here and do a feed water recharge on your PLIS, and I'll go over the steps which we'd like you to follow when you're ready to copy them. Over.
Joe, rather than copy, let us get the PLIS up in position, and you just talk us through it, okay?
I can sure do that, Dave. I'm ready to read when you're ready.
Stand by. Okay, Joe, we're ready on that recharge.
Okay, Jim, we hear you here, and we want to start first with the PLIS being cleanly vertical. And then your first step is PLIS aux water open.
Okay, stand by. Okay, aux water's open.
Roger, next step, LEM descent H2O close.
Okay, descent, water going closed.
Next step, connect waste management system to PLIS primary vent.
Okay, I'll hook the waste management system up to the primary vent. Stand by on that one.
Roger.